Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Word of a king is, there is power. Experience the life-changing impact of God's Word as Bishop Eddie Addy of the Anointed Word Chapel International brings you anointed and inspired teaching filled with truth, clarity, and authority. Get ready to be empowered for victory and transformed for His glory.
Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet.
Hallelujah. Now, we want to look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9. I want to start from verse 8. It says, and God is able to make all grace overflow to you, so that always, having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed. Sometimes you want to make a good deed or do something good, but you don't have abundance. Some people don't give because they don't have abundance. So the Bible says that God is able to make all grace abound towards you or overflow to you, so that always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed. Okay, as it is written, he has scattered abroad, he gave to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. Verse 10. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. Say amen. You will be enriched in everything for all liberality, which through us is producing thanksgiving to God. You see, when you have abundance, it leads to thanksgiving. You see, some people dance more because their pocket, something has entered. Yeah. Some people shout louder because they have just received an alert. So sometimes when you see some people who are not dancing, it's because they don't have all sufficiency. And because they don't have so much, they are morose. Do you know what morose means? Morose. What about melancholic? What about forlorn? You are forlorn. What about sad? How about depressed? So some people, and many of us, you see that your joy is fuller when you have a little more. If you have cars and you have an additional car, you see that you are happier. Sometimes you are almost as if you don't have a reason to smile. But as soon as you get an alert, and then you say, who is texting me SMS? Then when you check, 1,000 CDs has been transferred to your Momo account. Balance 1,050. Because your balance was 50. So now the alert has now brought 1,000. You see that suddenly nobody has said anything, but you start smiling. A smile will just break up on your face. And then when you know who it comes from, then you smile, your smile even becomes broader. Do you understand? So God is saying that you will be enriched in everything for all liberality, so that you can give. God wants to bless you to be able to give. God wants, he says, he who supplies seed to the sower. He supplies seed to the sower. So if you are a sower, God gives you seed. So some of the money you have is not supposed to be spent. Sometimes when you have money, it's not supposed to be spent. Or not all of it is supposed to be spent. Some of the monies you get is for sowing, being liberal. Liberality is being liberal. Not only giving offerings, but dashing people. Since you are born, you have not dashed money to anybody before. Unless maybe you want somebody, a beloved, then you give him some, you know, you are giving money because a man's gift makes room for him. So I'm trying to give her money so that she will say yes very quickly. That one is, Bible says that they have men's persons in admiration because of advantage. According to Jude, they have men's persons in admiration because of advantage. Because you want some advantage, you have some admiration and liberality towards some people. Yeah. You have an ulterior motive. Yes. That's how I said. Are you there? These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust. And their mouth speaks great swelling words. Having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. People who say that, oh, yes, sir, smiling. Oh, yes, boss. Oh, Bishop. Because of advantage. You have my person in admiration because of advantage. And the Bible says there are some people like that. But you shouldn't be like that. Do you understand? Yes. You shouldn't give because of advantage. You shouldn't give. You are giving money because you want an advantage. I don't like relating with people because of money. That you smile, then I have to give you money. Or you send a message, then you say, oh, Bishop, you know, I was really listening to your message and I was really blessed. And, you know, I was so blessed. And, you know, I like the part when you were saying that, you know, you are so blessed that you don't lack anything. God bless you. God bless you. All these things you are saying so that when I read the text, I say, oh, God bless you. Then I'll wire you 1,000. I don't like that. I don't like relating with people because of advantage. Either you are taking advantage of me or I am taking advantage of you. I don't relate to people because of this man sells iron rods. You still sell iron rods? He sells iron rods. When I needed iron rods, I'm not smiling at him so that he will dash us iron rods. Do you understand? You see somebody who sells iron rods. God bless you. Oh, we are on the third floor. We are on the third floor. But God is building his church. So some of your iron rods are there. So when you are sending to places, do you use the transport is also added? They also you deliver. Oh, wow! We are on the third floor. We are about to, you know, tie the iron rods. You know, we are at the iron rod stage. Amen. Oh, Brother Frank, God bless you. Oh, God bless you. Prosper your business. See, I am praying for him because of advantage. Father, let your business prosper. May more people buy your iron rods. May government companies and government projects come for your iron rods. And may you flourish in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh. Radibe Shrawate. I tell you, something is going to happen this week. You see, because I want iron rods. And many people relate like that. And when you relate like that, you don't prosper. You can't prosper. And when I see people like that, I just put my Momo on the side and forget my password. And then, let's go. Let's relate. My contractor is also my pastor. He sits 2 chairs from me all the time. I've never asked him that. Look, for labor, I check because I do what church here. You are in this church, you know, that's the labor. What is this thing that you are charging labor? No, never. Yes. Even if he pays that. And I never relate with him that I've given contract. You see, and we know we are in Ghana. People give contract. Do they lack? Huh? They get percentage. Yes. So it's that when he gets his pay, he gets the money, he should know that I am the one who gave him the contract, and he should not forget me. I don't relate like that. Since we started building, he has never... I rather take him for lunch. I say, oh, Lenkoko Didi, Yenko Didi. And I pay for it. Or do they charge you? Oh, yes. Yes. It's not a problem. I'm saying that don't relate with people with the mind of advantage. That's why I say that there are some people, you see, he describes memories, complainers. People walk, they are walking after their own lust, like what they want, and their mouth speaks great swelling words, a lot of talking. Then he says another characteristic is that they have men's persons in admiration because of... Give us that Passion Translation. These people are always complaining, never satisfied, finding fault with everyone. They follow their own evil desires and their mouth speaks scandalous things. They enjoy using seductive flattery to manipulate others. Seductive flattery. Hey, Bishop, nobody preaches like you. Just because they want transport to go home. Oh, chairman. They give all kinds of titles. Chairman one. Boss who... what? Huh? Odoku. Odoku one. No. Director. Chief Justice. Honorable. Some people come to your car, honorable. Then they start cleaning the... And someone say, oh no, I don't need any... I've washed my car already. I don't need any... Oh, then they'll say, oh, please, some coins. There's no need for that. Back to 1 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10. He says, now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food. So God is the one who supplies. You may say you worked and bought it, but it is actually God who supplied. And multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. Are you getting it? Verse 8. He says, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, so that always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed. You want to do good, but you don't have abundance. That's why God gives seed, and gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Seed for the sower and bread to the eater. Tell your neighbor, seed to the sower. So right now we are going to take seed, like take seeds, like we are going to sow seeds, offerings to the sower. You are a sower. God is supposed to give you seed. So as we are coming to church, oh, the other ones are pine. It's that God didn't give you anything to give. What sometimes you don't know is that God has given, but you are the one who doesn't want to use it. So you want to eat your seed. Because you can be a farmer who has corn seeds that it's now time to sow corn. I think corn sowing time is coming, isn't it? In a couple of weeks. Those who have corn. Now, you can also have the option, and corn seeds that are planted or sown in the ground, they are dry. Dry corn seeds. I've been a farmer before. Yes. I used to go to farm with my grandfather in Sunyan around 1967, 68. I remember it like yesterday. We used to plant corn. When it comes, the harvest, we go and harvest. Sometimes we eat some on the farm. You make fire, then we put it on. Then it roast it out. Then we chew. Because that's the food we have on the farm. Yes, cocoyam. We remove it from the ground, then we roast it, then we eat it on the ground. So the seeds are dry. The ones we also use for kondo, that we take to the we use for kenke and banku. That one too is dry. You have to put it in water for some time for it to soften before you take it for the corn meal. It's dry. But if you want a papransan, you take it to the corn meal dry like that. Yes. Because a papransan, it must be dry. Yes. But for banku, you need to soften it a bit. But I'm trying to say that the same seed, dry seed that is planted, is also the same dry seed that can be eaten. So you have to choose. And you have to say that, no, I can't eat all my seeds. I must plant some of them, because tomorrow when the harvest comes, it will give me more than what I've eaten. Yes. A handful of corn can give you, I don't know how much kenke it can give you. Or how much, what ball of, if you have like one cup full of corn seeds, if you use it like that, go and grind it and make banku from it, how much bolus will it give you? I'm sure that it may be just some small muscle like that. Yes, but when you plant that same cup full of corn seeds and you are going to harvest it, you may have about 30 or 40 or 50 corn cobs with a lot of corn on them, which when it's dry, we have a way of, you know, peeling them off the cob. And then you peel it like this, and then after that, you go and you dry it more, and then you go and then you grind it. And then you can change it to kenke, change it to banku, change it to akpale, change it to apapransan. What other food can you... Eh? Tis that today, use the corn. Okay. Tis that. When it came, I was not eating outside. When TZ became popular, I was not eating outside. Yeah. So I don't remember whether I've even eaten some before. At this my age, I'm now not going to try new things. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to just encourage you that God gives seed to the sower. And some of you have seed. Poor people have seed to sow. Rich people too have seed to sow. But poor people often think that they are too poor to sow some of the seed that they have. So they end up eating everything. So when it's time for harvest, there's nothing to harvest. I want you to know that in the realm of the spirit, there's harvest too. Believe it. If you don't believe it, it's up to you. But me, I believed it all my life. I'm working in it. Sometimes you plant a seed in the life of a fellow brother. Yes. Not for advantage, I'm giving it to the sister because I want to be Labedose. So I've been giving, every Sunday I buy her lunch. Every Sunday I give her money. Share. Sometimes you can give to your pastor. This church, I hardly get anything from certain people because they never give, they don't have that mind. They will give to the church, but not to the pastor. But I don't make myself as somebody who has needs. I'm not, I won't present myself with a long face. Praise the Lord. You can see from my demeanor that I'm broke. No. Look at the chair I'm sitting on. It's nicer than every chair in the church. Yes. My car is one of the nicest cars in the whole church. Yes. I will not present myself. I'm not needy at all. My church was looking after me when I was in my career. And this church is looking after me as I've come here. No. Even if you don't look after me, my bishop will not make me go hungry. Do you understand? But if you have money and you give to me, it's also a channel. There are many channels. One of them is the church. Another is another brother, just fellow. Like some of you, you've never looked at your fellow sister and said, oh, here is this top. Like this top. Very nice. Ebeyo, ebeyo, ebeko, jik. Abiana Cho, so Stella Ukip. The top is tight. When you wear it, your breast is breaking out of the dress. Then you make your shoulder like this so that at least you can still fit into the dress by force. So, and there are sisters around you who you can see that when the size pepper, because she's a little less than you are, and that what you have will fit her better than you, but you are still keeping that your thing. You are missing something about sowing a seed. This is not my preaching, but you have made me preach. Are you listening to me? Somebody's blessing is in this message. That's why maybe the Lord is making me stay here. Yes. God gives seed to the sower. When you are poor, you don't have money, you still have seed to sow. Even many farmers are poor and they still plant things. They don't eat all that they have, because they know that if we eat everything we have, we will die. So let's plant some, even if it's what they call subsistence farming. Like you just farm small area, be just to help the family to live and eat. They are not making farm to sell. Most farmers in the hinterlands, they are not doing the farm to sell the produce. They are doing the farm for the family, subsistence farming. Like just to keep the family alive. That's all, hand to mouth. They don't have even money. They just farm produce. So even if they have to change for, they don't eat meat unless they catch it in the bush. Say amen. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, I'm showing you some, because some of you are not a giver. Moses. 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 Have you ever dashed trousers to anybody before? Shirt. This is your shirt. You like it. Do you know that God can take something that you like and say, give it to somebody else? And you have to be prepared for that. Why? For a greater harvest tomorrow. For a greater harvest tomorrow. Shoot. Some of you, when the thing is now torn a bit, then you are dashing it. When the shoe, the lace, you can't find the lace, you say you should have, now you can take. When now the thing is not, is faded, and it's not, usha near my fade, then you take that one, go and dash. No, we are looking for things that are nice. Soon we are going to have a kind of bazaar. So we'll be collecting, not yet, because we don't have anywhere to store things. We'll be collecting things, dresses, shoes, things, so that we can dash them. Yes. Some of you, it's a wig. This is your nice wig. Give it to that sister who has never worn a wig. She's in the choir. Every time they say they should wear a wig, you see that her hair is pinkish like that. Plant a seed in the life of a... Jesus said, Jesus said in judgment, Matthew 25, he said that some people will come and ask him that, when were you sick and we came to visit you? Or when were you in prison and we came to visit you? He said, for as long as you did not do it to one of the least of my brethren, you did not do it to me. Yes. You did not do it to one of the least of my brethren, you did not do it to me. It's very important to understand that the believers you see around are little Jesuses walking around. And if Jesus was here, he said, I need a dress. Oh, what? Which one will you give to Jesus? Jesus needs a suit. One of these days, we are going to have an all-suit service. Yes. It doesn't mean that if you don't have a suit, you can't come to church. But now that the air conditioning has come, we can afford to wear suits. Yes. And even if you don't have a suit, you can come, but it's going to be a suit or suit service. If you don't have a suit, you can't sit around the front, because you come for Nina, I said, one more front, you know, suit, song, three-piece. Yes. A modern suit with buttons and shoe that shines.
when you are coming, you have to open your legs and walk. Otherwise, the dust will fill the shoe. So get ready, prepare your suits. And somebody may not have, and you have 24. Some of them are too tight, you can't wear, but they are still in your wardrobe. So decongest your wardrobe and start giving seats. Is it tithe? What is tithe? It's also, it belongs to God, but it's a form of seed for you as well. God says, I've given you money, give it back to me. I mean, if you give your daughter money and you ask her to bring it back, is it too much? Tithe payers. You are in the church. You won't take a tithe card. You are a singer. You are an instrumentalist. Never paying tithe. You say, media, I don't have. You should have. Believe God. God is the one who gives seed to the sower. So the seed he has given you is a tithe. He says, bring it. He said, that one, I can't sow it. Because it's too much. Father, bless every tither. You give seed to the sower, bread to the eater. Therefore, let your mighty hand shake the heavens and let there be seed for our seed time. And let there be food on our table at dinner time, at lunch time, at breakfast time. We give you thanks for all you do for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thy word is the lamp unto my feet and a light unto my bed.
We trust that the word you've received today will bear much fruit in your life. Follow Bishop Eddie Agnew on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram for more life-changing messages. May God richly bless you and empower you for greater and better victories ahead.
My heart forever is wandering.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 2676760 55 +233 2676760 55 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com info@godswordforus.com